Good morning, everybody. I thank God for making it possible for me to come here, and I want to thank Dr. Anderson for allowing me to come and preach God's Word. He was my teacher at Word of Life Bible Institute 6 years ago. I've been in the United States now for 6 weeks, but one thing that I've seen when I go to different churches, people, they have tried to give me different names. I remember I was in one of the churches, they call me Michael Jordan. They say, I look like Michael Jordan. And then I went to another church and then they say, I look like Jamie Foxx. Students, I don't know what you're going to call me today, but you better give me a good name because I'm cute. In Malawi, Africa, where I'm coming from, a pastor, before he preaches God's word, he takes his Bible, he comes forward, and before he preaches God's word, he comes forward and he speaks in a loud voice. He say, hallelujah, and the whole church say, amen. And I wonder today, students, if you can do that. If I say hallelujah, I want everyone in this room to say amen in a loud voice. Can you do that? Can you do that, students?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear that one. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Wow, praise God. Open your Bibles in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 1 up to 5. We are going to study the book of Nehemiah. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakariah. It came to pass in the month of Shislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the citadel, that Hanan, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they say to me, the survivors who are left from captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. And on verse 4, Nehemiah chapter 1, it says, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And on verse 5, and I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love and observe your commandments. My message this morning is about the road to abundant life. Most of the life that we have, people, is just nice. A nice life is life which is comfortable, a life which is smooth, a life which is stress. Students, nice is just nice. Many times when I'm preaching God's word in Malawi, I hear many pastors, they come to me. It would be nice if we can have a church building. It would be nice if we can have a bicycle that we don't need to move or to walk 20 kilometers on foot, that we can ride our bicycles. It would be nice if we can have a Bible, a cup of God's word that we can read it for ourselves. I say, that is nice. But at the same time, I tell these people, I tell these pastors, although you don't have a church building, although you don't have a bicycle, although you don't have a Bible, but you can have an abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, an abundant life does not come from the things that we have. An abundant life does not come from the things we don't have. An abundant life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's where an abundant life comes from. No, students, would it not be nice if all of us in this room were driving Escalade Cadillac coming to this class? Would it not be nice if all of us were driving Mercedes-Benz or Hummer? That is nice. But I want to tell you something. Although it is nice to have a nice house, although it is nice to have a nice car, to have nice children, nice wife, but I want to tell you, it is abundant to have Jesus Christ in your life. It is abundant to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 10, from verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that you may have life and you may have it abundantly. Most of the things that we have are like a thief. They are there to steal, to destroy, to kill the possibility of us having an abundant life in Jesus Christ. Nehemiah had a good life. Nehemiah had good food. Nehemiah had everything, but he moved from a nice life to abundant life. Can you read Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 2? The Bible says that Hanan, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived and the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. You see, the Bible says that there were some people from Jerusalem, Hanan and some brothers from Jerusalem. They came to Nehemiah. Do we see Nehemiah say, hey, have a nice day, it was nice meeting you? That's what not the Bible says. The Bible says in verse 2 that I asked them about the Jews in Jerusalem. I asked them about the walls of Jerusalem. You know, an abundant life begins when you start asking about other people. An abundant life begins when you start showing interest in people's life. You know, it is nice to speak about ourselves. Many times we want to tell our friends how we are feeling. We want to tell our friends how our families are doing. We want to tell our friends how our studies are doing. It is nice, but it is abundant when you start asking about other people's life. It is abundant when you start showing interest in other people's life. When you walk up from the bed in the morning, before you tell your roommate the good night, the dreams, the nice dreams that you had. Maybe you were dreaming coming to Malawi on a South African Airways to see my beauty face. But before you tell your friend, your roommate, about that dream, you need to ask about other people. You know, abundant life begins when you start showing interest in other people's life. Students, we need to remove our eyes on our belly button and go beyond our written world and start asking about other people. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, from verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Nehemiah said, I asked them about the Jews in Jerusalem. I asked them about the walls of the Jerusalem. An abundant life begins when you start asking about other people. And number two, listen to verse 3, what the Bible says on verse 3. The Bible says that on verse 3, and they say to me, the survivors who are left from captivity in the province, they are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are burned with fire. We see here, Nehemiah is not only asking about other people, but the Bible says, and they said to me, Nehemiah, he was also listening. You know, some people, they can ask you a good question, but really they don't care to listen to you. It is easy to ask someone a question, but you don't care to listen. But Nehemiah, he asked about other people. But again, he what? He listened. Many times when I'm in Malawi, I'm doing something, and then my wife comes to me. I have a wife, a beautiful wife, and two kids. She calls me daddy. That's what she calls me. And I'm doing something, and then she said, daddy, I'm going to the market. I say, okay, have a nice day. And then I continue to do my things. And then after 10 minutes, I start asking, where is my wife? She just told me that she's going to the market. You know what was happening? I was hearing, but I was not what? Listening. Many times you can ask and fail to listen. An abundant life begins when you start asking about other people. But again, you move from asking and then you listen. That's an abundant life. And listen to what the Bible says on verse 3, on the same verse. And they say to me, the survivors who are left from captivity in the province, they are there in great disgrace, distress, and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are burned down. Students, I want to tell you right now, there are many people in this world, many people in Africa, in America, they are crying out. They have broken walls, broken doors. They are crying out, they need Jesus Christ in their lives. I want to tell you something, students. America is in a great disgrace right now. America has a broken doors. America has a broken walls. It is crying out. It needs Jesus Christ right now. People are just asking, but they are not listening. I want to tell you something. America does not need money. America does not need a financial bailout. What America needs right now, America needs Jesus Christ. That's what America needs. And the Bible says, and they say to me, the people in Jerusalem, the people, your brothers, are there in great distress. They are, the walls of Jerusalem are broken down. Students, as you study, you need to know there are people around the world, people in Malawi, people in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Russia, they are in great distress. They are broken walls. They need Christ unto their lives. We need to listen to the world. Nehemiah said, I asked about them. And then he said, I listened. An abundant life begins when you start asking about other people and then you listen. And listen to verse 3, verse 4. The Bible says, So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. Abundant life begins with asking, and then you listen. You say, and then I wept, I cried, you know, and then you feel for other people. We need to feel for those people who are hungry. We need to feel for those people who are hurting, people who are in big problems. We need to feel for them. It is nice to feel for our lives. It is nice to feel for the problems that we are going through. But it is abundant when we feel for other people's life, when we feel for other people's problem. Nehemiah said, I cried, I wept. We need to feel for other people. How many times do we feel for other people's problems? Those people who are in the hospital right now, those people who are dying without Jesus Christ. How many times do we feel for other people? An abundant life begins when you ask and then you listen. I want to tell you, you know, the abundant life, it begins with knowledge, but it goes through your heart. And then I cried. We need to feel for other people. You start asking about others, show interest in other people, and then you listen. And then you feel for other people. And listen on the same verse, on verse 4. The Bible says, so it was when I heard this way that I sat down, wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying. You know, an abundant life, it's when you pray. You know, you start with asking and then you listen and then you feel. The number 4, what do? You pray. Students, we are focusing this week about prayer. That's an abundant life. When you pray, that is an abundant life. I'm not just talking about praying for food. When you wake up, when you're eating your hamburgers, you have to pray. It's good to pray for those. I'm saying setting up a time to pray for the needs of the ministry, to pray for the needs of your family, to pray for the needs of this Bible school. We need to pray. Students, we need to pray. That's an abundant life. That is an abundant life. Where I'm coming from in Malawi, I lead a Bible school. We only have 12 students each year. But every morning from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they come for prayer. Nothing else but just to pray. And then before, in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, in the evening, 5 to 6, they come to pray. Nothing else. They pray all the time. I remember my men all the time when I'm in Malawi, we go to the mountain every Saturday. We fast there. We pray, spending time. I want to tell you, when you pray, you speak to God. Prayer is one of the weapons which God has given us to defend ourselves. We need to pray. That's an abundant life. I want to challenge you students this morning that you need to fast maybe your breakfast and pray. Maybe fast your lunch. Say, I'm not going to lunch today. I know the food is scrumptious today, but I'm not going. I want to pray. That's what I'm talking about. And but Nehemiah said, I asked about them. I listened. I felt for others. When you start feeling for other people, then what do? You put yourself in prayer. We need to pray. That's an abundant life. Do you remember a day when you sit down, you put your knees down and prayed? Is there a moment, do you remember, say, that I do that every day? We need to pray. We need to put ourselves in action. We need to pray. And then I said, I prayed. And listen, on Vesa, on chapter 2 of Nehemiah, chapter 2 from verse 4, chapter 2 from verse 4. Then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the seat of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it. Then on verse 6, chapter 2 from verse 6, then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside, how long will you journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me. Then I set a time. When you pray, then you plan. You know, sometimes people can have good ideas and they fail to plan. Nehemiah said, I set a time. You need an action. When you pray, make a plan. I have heard some people, they say, I'm praying for my friends. He doesn't need Jesus. She doesn't know Jesus Christ. I'm praying for my brother. I'm praying for my father. I say, then what are you doing? You need to pray. You need to take an action. And then after that, you need to plan. Make an action. Nehemiah said, I set a time. An abundant life begins when you ask. And then you listen. You feel. You pray. And then you make a plan. You take an action. You plan. And listen to the last verse on chapter 2 from verse 9. The Bible says, then I went. Then I went. Nehemiah, he started with asking, showing interest in other people. Then he listened. Then he felt. Then he prayed. He made a plan. You know what the last thing he did? He said, then I went. Church, I want to tell you, we need to go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18, the Bible says, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of our neighbors, they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it is our father who do not know the Lord Jesus. I tell people all the time when I'm visiting their church, it is okay to give money to missionaries. It is okay to support ministries. But it is abundant when you take your feet and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's an abundant life. Then I went. We need to go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus. I don't know where God wants you to go, but I want to tell you something, that we need to go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it's New York, let's go and preach the gospel. Chicago, let's go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to go to Russia. We need to go to Africa, Malawi, and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know we are living in the last days, the last of the last days. The things that we see on the TV, they are not there to build us. The things that we read on newspaper, they are there to put us down. The music that we listen to is just like it's just there to kill us. We need it is a time that men and women should rise up and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nehemiah said, then I went. An abundant life begins when you start asking, and then you listen, and then you feel, and then you pray, you make a plan, and then you go. Students, I want to tell you, it is time to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus, that people may come to know the Lord Jesus. I don't know where God is leading you today, but one thing I know, God wants to change your life. And I know in this room, I have seen your president, Dr. Anderson. He has taught me the book of Isla. And I know the gospel has been preached in this school. I know the Bible is preached unto this school. But can I tell you something? We can always do more. It is time to ask more, to listen, to feel, to pray, to plan, and then to go. Let's bow our heads this morning. Nehemiah said, I went from secure to insecure. I went from where God is important to where God is essential. I went from little stress to loss of stress. Loss of battles, but loss of victories. Then I went from a nice life to abundant life. Maybe you're here today. I want to do more for the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you're saved. You know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But you say, today, I want to do more for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask more. I want to listen more. I want to feel more. I want to pray more. I want to plan more. And I want to go. I want to do more. You want to move from that nice life to abundant life. If you're here, just raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. You say, I want to do more for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to say thank you for these people who have raised their hands today. Father, sometimes it's hard to ask more, to listen, to feel, to pray, even to plan and to go. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, a name which is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, that Lord, you're going to strengthen them. You're going to strengthen us. I pray that you're going to pour your grace. You're going to strengthen their lives, that they'll move from that nice life to the abundant life. I pray that they'll go and preach the word of God and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul said, woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the only name, I pray. Amen.